Well, hello and welcome to the show. This is Voices of Courage. Today, our show is called The Courage to Empower Yourself. You know, we live in some very troubled times right now. A lot of things going on. You know, besides health issues, there's also war going on around the world. There's a lot of refugees going on. You may be having some difficulties in your own life, things that may not be going your way. But today is a day to turn all of that off for a moment and turn on you. Turn on your power, turn on your presence, turn on your ability to overcome any kind of challenges and be able to step into that brilliance that is you, that genius that is within your own soul, that place where you can go and you can overcome anything that's happening to you in this world. Today, I have a very special guest today. She's a public personality, and she is an individual that is helping people to really change their thinking, change the way that they look at situations so that they can start to overcome anything that happens to you. And when I say anything, when you hear my guest story, you'll understand what anything means. So stay tuned to the show. This show is going to help you to empower yourself on a continuous basis like maybe no other show we've done. I'll be right back right after a break to introduce my guest.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
This right here is Confidence in a Bottle. It makes me feel so much more confident than I've ever felt.
They are some of the hottest videos on social media. Those videos claiming to instantly get rid of bags under your eyes. Annette Figueroa is here to tell us why she says this one is for real.
This one is for real, and I'm so excited. We even have a video, and all he uses is a small amount on a clean, dry face. And what it does is it tightens and lifts the appearance of bags underneath your eyes. And I did this to my father. We were at home. So we applied it to his under eye bags. And let me tell you, we were so excited. In under 10 minutes, they visibly disappeared from view. And now it is literally part of both of our daily routines. And not only does it work on the bags, it works on the appearance of crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles.
At our $14.95 price, it's the best way to try Plexiderm and see it work after your first application. Your solution is at PlexidermTrial.com or call the number on your screen.
Are you ready to uplift your thinking, redefine what's possible, and have the energy, passion, and power to accomplish your greatest dreams? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. For 28 years, I've coached over 10,000 people to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Now, I've put the time-tested wisdom principles into my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. This book changes your thinking as you read it. It's time to change it deep inside. You know this. So come on, expand what's possible. Increase your courage. Step into your destiny. And order today at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. When you order today, you'll receive a personalized coaching session with me. Obviously, this is a limited offer. So why wait? Change for the better and order now. CourageToChange.us.
Well, welcome back to the show. As I mentioned, this is the Courage to Empower Yourself. And today I have Alexa Carlin on the show. As you can see right up on the screen, we have her website up there right now. So you might want to check her out. And Alexa is a TV personality and CEO of Women Empower X. From a 1% chance to live to now being on a mission to make a difference in one person's life one day at a time, Carlin uses her infectious energy and courageous spirit to empower women to turn their obstacles into opportunities and pursue their greatest dreams. Alexa, it's so great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. You know, I read your story I went, oh my gosh, you know, she's got so much courage and she's overcome so much in her life and you're inspiring others. I just thought you'd be a really good guest because like I said, when I started the intro, there's a lot of trouble. There's a lot of things going on in the world and people I think do need inspiration. But before I get into your inspiration as to where you are today, what happened? What happened to you? What's your story? What took place that you ended up in this business?
Yeah, so I've been an entrepreneur since I'm 17 years old, always with the mission to make a difference in at least one person's life a day. And I was growing this blog that was really focused on redefining perfection to instill confidence in girls and young women. And this was when I was in college. This was kind of my second venture. My first venture was designing jewelry for an LA-based fashion company when I was in high school. And when I was growing this blog, senior year of college, a few months before I was about to graduate, all of a sudden I got really sick out of nowhere. And this deadly bacteria got into my bloodstream and started killing all of my organs rapidly. And when I was rushed into the hospital, in the emergency room, they told my mom, who happened to be visiting me that weekend, very divine timing. And I do think things happen for a reason, but they told her that they needed to induce me into a medical coma and for her to call our family because I only had hours to possibly live. And I was induced into a medical coma for 6 days in the ICU for a total of 10. And during this time, they gave me a 1% chance to live. And this experience changed my life forever. I mean, it was very traumatic, years of working through post-traumatic stress and really regaining my health and my strength. But while I wish that was like the past and then I healed and now, you know, I was on to this full recovery, of course, we all know obstacles follow obstacles and it's not that smooth of a journey. And 6 months after I was discharged from the hospital, I was actually diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, which that has been the hardest, most debilitating challenge of my entire life. It's something that I live with every single day. There's no cure for it. But that journey led me to wanting to share my story, feeling like this had to happen for me versus to me. And when I started to speak, I started on social media through live streaming when I was too sick to even leave my apartment at the time. And then when I did have the strength and was starting to get healthier and started to speak anywhere and everywhere, anyone that would give me an opportunity, when no one gave me an opportunity to speak in the beginning, I was like, I need to create my own stage. And so that led to starting my own events, that led to discovering a need for diverse women to connect and collaborate, a need to help women own their voice, use their authenticity and vulnerability to grow their business and brand. And that's what I'm currently doing as the founder of Woman in Power X.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And an author.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, I wonder, your story is so much similar to mine, actually, where I created my own events because nobody would hire me to speak, right? And ended up doing hundreds of events, right? But, you know, where did you find the courage? You're sitting, you know, you're in bed, you're not feeling well, mm-hmm. and now you're out there and you're wanting to do what you're doing. Where do you find the courage to do that?
That's a good question. And I love talking about courage because it's like a superpower. If I could give anyone a superpower, it'd be like courage and confidence. And really courage stems from, for me, a shifting of how I perceived fear. So courage, right, is doing it in spite of the fear. And I think a lot of people visualize and view fear as a sign to stop or a sign that they're not ready or good enough, talented enough. And they're like, you know, I have to overcome this fear in order to even move forward. But really what I started to realize is that fear is inevitable, but listening to that fear is a choice. And I think that fear could be a very good thing because the only times I'm ever scared is when I care about it, when it's meaningful to me. And if I care about it, I'm going to be that much more impactful. So I think for anyone looking to gain that courage, you have it inside of you. You just have to change your perspective of fear and then understand that you can be successful even by being a fearful leader. That's actually a chapter in my book is the fearful leader.
I love that. Well, I don't think you know this about me, but I also wrote a book on courage. It's called The Courage to Change Everything. It came out a couple of years ago. And, you know, from my point of view, just plus what you said, because courage is an energy, it's a power, it's a force mm-hmm. within us. When we tap into it, it becomes that superpower that you talked about. I really love that. Let's see here. Where are we in time? We got a few more minutes. Let me put up a picture of your book up here so that everybody can see the book. And why did you write the book, by the way? Why did you write the Adaptable.
Yeah. So it's been my dream since I'm 10 years old to become a published author. And when I was speaking at an event in early 2020, one of my conferences out in LA, a publisher was in the audience attending my event and gave me the opportunity to write a book and have them publish it. And it actually happened during the pandemic. So now I had all this time, which was like perfect. But my goal for writing this book is to help anyone really turn their obstacles into opportunities and to understand that there's a lot that we don't have control over, but you have the power to adapt to all the things that you don't have control over in order to thrive forward. And you don't have to wait until the obstacles are gone or until your life is quote unquote perfect. You have everything you need right here, right now to be able to become adaptable so you can achieve anything regardless of all the odds stacked against you.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call, so please call right now.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We'll also provide free shipping of your new CGM, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four more times per day and injecting insulin three or more times per day or using an insulin pump, call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. Are you in a place that you would like to unleash the power within your mind? I teach a class. It's called The Limitless Experience. This is about intentional living. It's a great opportunity to learn how to operate your mind efficiently, expand your knowledge, tap into your inner wisdom, and connect with like-minded individuals who are evolving and making a difference in this world. This class is designed to help you unlock your true potential and achieve success in all areas of your life. By attending this class, you will gain valuable insights into your life purpose, legacy, how to get unstuck, how to break chronic patterns that are stopping your success, overcome limiting beliefs, and develop a positive mindset that will help you achieve your goals. I hope to see you soon at the Limitless Experience.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Today, I am blessed to be able to interview Alexa Carlin, and she is the CEO of Women Empower X. She's got a great new book out right now called Adaptable, and we're talking a little bit about that. So, Alexa, let's take a deeper dive into the book. What am I going to get out of it as I read the book?
The way that I wrote Adaptable is... It's kind of like a part memoir, part personal development book, because every chapter is a personal story from this crazy experience out in Israel meeting Matis Yahu to this tattoo I discovered on the wrist of Marc Jacobs to my near-death experience, things I discovered in the coma and what I visualized and where I went, like so many very personal, raw, vulnerable stories. And all of those stories were transformational in my life. So they're all linked to a lesson, like the chapter around this crazy experience on the beaches of Israel are linked to learning how to handle FOMO, right? The fear of missing out. Or there's a very vulnerable story about me and my mom that is linked to resentment, which I know everyone can connect with. And when you dive deeper into this book, each chapter opens up with a very inspirational message. It goes into a story. So it's like reading some of these things you'll think are fictional. And I promise you they are real and are very true, because it's just so crazy, some of the experience I've had. And then it's linked to that lesson that you can then implement in your own life with an action step that's very visual, very easy. So then right away, you can see the change and shift that you can have by remembering these stories and then implementing the action step.
I really like that a lot. I guess your philosophy in life is something that we're here to learn, to grow, to evolve. Is what I'm guessing based on what you just shared.
and learn from your own experiences and understanding that there's always light to be found within the darkness. There's always positivity. There's always an opportunity within the obstacle, but a lot of times it's really hard to see it. And I think my book really helps readers discover their own opportunities and the own positive within the negative.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, by the way, I want to share one something with you. I really feel sad that you have that autoimmune disease going on. And, you've got so much courage. One of the things you happened to mention was that, it's incurable. It is incurable with the medical community, the way you're going that way. It is incurable. But I would encourage you and all my listeners to open up and be able to maybe see something that's not there yet from a different point of view, from a different community that might be able to heal that autoimmune disease. You're so young. Miracles do happen. You're already a walking miracle. So I'm just throwing that out there. What do you think about that?
Yeah. So when I was on this healing journey, I was very focused on mindset and healing my mindset as well as my physical body and overcoming, right, the trauma. And I was always a spiritual person, but really dove deep into spirituality, meditation, working with spiritual leaders. And I'm a big believer in the universe. I'm a big believer in miracles. And what I found, and so I say, yeah, it's incurable because I do always have that fear. Like at any moment, something I eat, because it's through my digestion, can upset me. And so I'm always afraid, which of course is not a way to live. So it's like I had to find that courage within the fear. And then the more I shared and was very vulnerable, like it's very scary talking about something I'm currently going through, but the less I felt alone. And that's where the fear dissipated a little bit. But what I have found to be true is that my health has a direct correlation with my happiness. And when I was really going through a challenging time with my family, with my own struggles, with moving to different cities, like not feeling grounded, not knowing, like I felt like all my dreams were taken away from me at such a young age because of this illness. I was getting sicker and sicker. And the moment that I really focused on my joy, on my happiness, I started getting healthier. And I've been my healthiest self in the last 3 years, which, and I met my current fiance.
You're going to be married. I'm so happy for you.
Right. Yeah. So it's interesting. And I do believe that. And
I'll say this. One of the sponsors on my show, which you'll be seeing their commercial soon, is Ian Clark. And Ian Clark owns a company called Activation Products. The only reason I mention him today is because Ian also went through a very, he was diagnosed with 3 years to live. I don't know, maybe it was 30 days. I'm not sure, but it was a short time to live. And he decided not to keep listening to those people. He said, he went on a quest and he found how to heal his body. And now he has a company that brings in the highest products and teaches people how to heal from these chronic diseases that nobody says they can heal from. So wow. activationproducts.com. I'll give you a shout out, Ian. You deserve it. Anyway, back to Alexa.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, it's amazing because I have, my tagline on this show is to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. What have you seen on this path that you didn't see before that allowed you to do the impossible in your life?
That is a very good question.
I'm just not prepared for that one.
I love it. I love that question. It's kind of this, I would say it's this sense of curiosity that I don't think I had before. And I don't think enough people are talking about curiosity and the power behind it. And the reason I say that is because my challenges, my obstacles, that entire period of my life, which really was like 8 years, it led me to losing hope. Because everybody, when I was like, seeing these inspirational speakers and going to these events and reading these books, everyone would say, just have hope. And I didn't have any hope because I was like, I have to live with this for the rest of my life. It's not anything I can actually really overcome. At least that's what I thought. And what I know to be true, it's still today. And so I lost that hope. And I was like, well, if I just have to have hope, what do I do? And that led me to exchanging hope for curiosity. And I became so curious to what may happen if I don't give up. And that curiosity eventually led me to rediscovering the hope within. And so I think that's such a powerful thing that I didn't see before. And curiosity has actually led me to a lot of the success I've had as in my business, as an author, as a speaker, because it's tough. It's very challenging going after your dreams, your goals. And when you're hit with failure, you're hit with rejection, you're hit with no's, it's like, after a while, how do you keep going? And that that fuel of curiosity of like, the next live stream that I do may just be that one, the next book I wrote, the next post, my next sales call, my next pitch, someone may just say yes. And if you give up, you never ever find that possibility of one. And that one thing can change everything. And so that level of curiosity has been so powerful. And it's something that definitely changed from all of the challenges that I've been through.
I love it. Love that. Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Listen, we have a great show going today. We're talking to Alexa Carlin, and she has a crazy comeback story. We're going to take a dive into how you can create your own comeback story.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call, so please call right now.
Stop whitening your smile the old-fashioned way with strips and trays that can take 30 minutes to an hour. I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. When I met Dr. Gineker and he introduced me to PowerSwabs and I saw how effective they were and how easy they were to use, I knew we had to share it with the world. PowerSwabs was clinically studied to whiten natural teeth as well as stain caps, crowns, and veneers. It's so effective, it works on stains caused by coffee, tea, red wine, and even smoking. For those of you who have that one stained tooth, PowerSwabs can target that area using swab precision.
I was actually able to take the swab and really get through some of those areas that are kind of like untreated. I can immediately see the shades getting brighter and brighter or whiter and whiter.
Order PowerSwabs and receive up to 50% off the retail price. And as an added bonus, get a free quick stick pen with your order. Dial the number on your screen or visit powerswabs.com today.
All right, Alexa, comeback stories.
Yes.
How does somebody create their comeback story?
So comeback story, everyone has one. And it's all about, right, life is not about how many times you get knocked down. It's how quickly you decide to get back up and the decision to get back up. And so I developed this acronym that's spelled out as comeback to help anyone and everyone develop their own comeback story. So you have what you need, this story to tell yourself anytime you get knocked down, knowing that you are strong enough to get back up. And so if you're listening, I highly encourage you write it down. It's also in my book as an action step, but I'll share it right here exclusively with all of you. So the C in comeback stands for courage. And so you want to write down that one fear that you must gain the courage to move through. And the O stands for opportunity. You want to discover what's that one opportunity out there for you that you want to achieve. Then the M, you write down that one message you want to share with the world. For example, mine is that it only takes one. So what's your message you really want to share with the world? The E is an example. So this is your personal story. What's a personal example of how you learned that lesson, that message? You want to get vulnerable here. And then the B is the backstory, going deeper into that challenge, that obstacle you had to work through to find that message and learn it yourself. And I know that everybody has it. It's again, think of one thing that has affected you, big or small, recent or way when you were a little kid. Again, it does not matter. If it's affected you, there's a story in there and that has helped you become the person you are meant to be. So that's the story you want to write down. And then A is the action steps. So what were the exact action steps you took to help you get to where you are today? And then C is create. Have you created or want to create that? What have you created because of that journey? So you may have not created it yet. This could be a goal. This could be a dream, or it may be something that you already created. For example, my book of something that I did because of what I went through and the message I learned. And then the K is knockdown repeat, which means that you write down one quote, one mantra that helps you repeat this strength, this journey, this comeback. So again, anytime you get knocked down, you have the fuel to keep going.
You know what I love about that is that you're helping people to tell a new story, right? The old story is, hey, listen, you know, the relationship didn't work. I didn't get the job. Mom and dad, you know, yelled at me and, you know, created drama in my life. And, you know, I don't want to minimize that. I know that hurts a lot of people, but that is an old story. And so you're helping people create a new story. When you were sitting in the hospital and you're going through that, did you think about, wow, what would my new story be if I were able to come out of this? Or where was that for you?
Yeah, I did. I never thought of the story, but I did have this one question that kept on popping in my head. I remember when I was in the ICU. And it wasn't, did I die? Because there was a whole experience about not realizing like what was even going on and kind of going into this different world or whatever you want to call it. But I never was scared and never was afraid of death. But rather the question that came up and where that fear came was the question of, did I live? And what that meant was, did I live my life fully when I had the opportunity to live it? And I think that's something that we all need to ask ourselves, because right now we have that opportunity to live our life how we want to. And so many times we're thinking of the future or the past and we're being held back by it, or we're so afraid of death, or we're so afraid of the challenges. Yet the bigger fear that needs to come in order to find courage to actually take action on it is the fear of not living presently right here, right now.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And I, you know, I just say to that my greatest growth and most fulfillment and most joy in my life has been when I have been able to set goals that are so much bigger than myself that I had no clue how to get to it. This is one of them, this show, right? I started out in radio in San Diego in one station, KCBQ, and I set some big goals around growing this show. And now here we are, and I've got even bigger goals. So
I love that.
Yeah, a lot of times. What do you think stops people from getting making those really big goals and stepping into them?
There's a lot of different things. I think one of the main things that holds people back is confidence. They doubt themselves. They doubt their ability. They doubt their talent. They doubt that they can be the 1% that make it. And what I'll say to that is, and I say this in a lot of my speeches. So when I was in that coma, the doctors gave me a 1% chance to live. Now that the odds are horrible against that. But if the doctors or my family was just like, oh, well, she only has a 1%, so we're just going to leave, you know, the odds are so against her, I wouldn't be here today. Yet when I tell people, if you have a 1% chance of making your dreams a reality, would you go after them? People are like, no, I'm not going to quit my job. I'm not going to take that risk. I mean, you know, only 1%, you know, make it as a successful musician, artist, whatever you want to be. And I'm like, why can't you be that 1%? And so it's really, you need to find that self-confidence and understand that confidence is a skill and it can be learned.
Well, I really love that. And you know what I'm thinking is make a list of your 1% dreams.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? Make a list of that. Yeah, maybe there's only one 1% dream on your list. That's okay too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, I found that after courage comes consistency. And it's mm-hmm. that consistent daily action towards that dream. No matter how crazy it is, how big it is, you just go for it. And it's amazing how it will manifest. What, you know, I think Providence loves commitment. That's what I know. Because mm-hmm. when you're committed to it, no matter what, this is part of your personal growth, then the people, the places, the things, the situations, circumstances all start to move in your favor to have this dream come true.
I believe that.
Step into that. Do you believe that?
Oh, yes, definitely. That was one of the main things when people say, like, what do you wish you did growing your business now that you know, are 10 years into it of being an entrepreneur. And one of the main things, it was consistency when it came to YouTube. And I'm like, oh, I wish I was more consistent because I gave up too soon because we want those results. But deep down, you know, if you're meant to do something. And so you have to stay laser focused on that, and consistency equals success 100%, especially when it comes to like achieving your dreams and goals.
Yeah. And of course, as you know, and I know, it's not always a straight arrow to success. It has its nicks and curves and crannies and everything else before you get there. But yeah, all of that is about, I believe, our own inner game. That's the inner game where you have to step in and be able to overcome the challenges that show up in your world. Mm-hmm. They're there for a reason. They're there to help you grow. Listen, I've got to close out this segment, but Lexa, it's been so amazing having you on the show. We're gonna take a break.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
You know, you've overcome a bunch of obstacles to get to it, but it's still not happening for you. What do you tell people then, and what do you tell yourself?
Good question. I always kind of toy between the difference between pivoting versus giving up too soon. And I think that's a really, really hard decision. And I had to make that decision when it came to pivoting from my blog that I thought was going to be like my lifelong business to Woman in Power X, because that needed my full attention. And I was like, am I giving up too soon? Or is this like the right thing? And it always comes back down to your intuition. And you really have to learn how to listen to yourself. And if you can think about how you feel, so look at your dreams, your goals. And if something's not working out, is it not working out because you just need to try something new? Is it not working out because you're not really like in it anymore? Have you changed as a person? And so there's always a way to find a way to make it happen if that's what you want. But then sometimes you do pivot because you grow, you change, your dreams and goals change, which is totally okay. And also sometimes it's not the goal or the dream that's not coming true. It's just you need to find a different path to get there. And I always say there's a million different ways to get to where you want to be. Don't ever give up on the first.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think that, you know, I've got a few more years than you here, but at least this time around. And I look back at some of the biggest mistakes that I've made. And I would say that it's getting advice from somebody else and applying that to my life without checking into my intuition and really checking in and making sure that was the right decision to make.
Yeah,
and you know, intuition sometimes will give you the hard choice. You'll listen and say, "Yeah, go do the hard thing," and your mind will go, "No, do the easy thing," right? Oh no, I don't want any more pain or suffering or misery in my life. No, I'm going to take the easy, soft road. Sometimes that's right, but sometimes it's absolutely the wrong way to go.
Yeah, I can see that, and usually the times where I'm like logically thinking about it or listening to everyone else or listening to what society says or the data says. But intuitively I know like I need to change something or do something differently. Whenever I listen to the logic or someone else, I end up coming back to my own decision, which ends up being correct because it's the right for me. And I just wasted like so much time, years sometimes, but it is challenging. So anyone that's going through it, know you're not alone. And it's probably one of the most difficult things along a journey towards achieving things that you care about.
Well, you know, the other question I have for you is, cause you have developed that intuition. I have two questions. So when you went into this coma, you know, did you have a near-death experience, would you say? And if so, did that develop your intuition? What happened there?
Yeah. So I, you know, they gave me 24 hours to live when I was in the coma. They told my mom, you know, I had 24 hours. And when I was in the coma, I remember visualizing and being in a whole different like world almost. I was running on this field, this large open field of green grass. And this green was so vibrant. It was like this color was alive. Like this green does not exist in this reality. And I was looking, I was running and I wasn't in a physical body. I was this being of light. And all around me were these orange mountains. And I was just running with the wind. And I was running towards something but it was just light. That's all I remember. And I also remember that this feeling was so serene. Like, I was not afraid. I was so calm. I was so peaceful. Like, it was just the most beautiful place that I've ever been in. And I just felt connected to the grass, to the trees, to the mountains, to the wind. And when I woke up out of the coma, that was when it was like the scariest nightmare ever, because I woke up with a mask on my face, a tube down my throat. I was hooked up to 9 different bags of antibiotics, and I couldn't move, breathe, or speak on my own.
Wow. Wow. So you went from heaven to hell. Just
yeah,
in that instant. Yeah. Well, I think intuition is such an important piece for all of us to develop. How are you developing your intuition, or how would you suggest somebody else to develop their intuition?
Yeah. So I knew there was like a second question that got so into the visualization. So the intuition, I've always been spiritual. Like in college, I started to do like the law of attraction, you know, the easy or like a beginner, The Secret. And then I dove deeper. And then my near-death experience really showed me the power of the mind and the power of our thoughts. And I have stories in my book, and I share it through speaking on how I used my thoughts when that was all I had control over to heal my body. Even though I didn't know what I was doing intuitively, that was all I had control over. And so since that experience, I have felt way more connected to a higher power, a higher being. And so the way that I foster it is I listen to myself. When I have this overwhelming feeling, I stop whatever I'm doing and I recognize it. Anything that's negative that comes in my life, whether it's like my plane is delayed or there's traffic or I spill coffee on myself, like literally the littlest mundane things, I remember or remind myself it's happening for a reason. I mean, of course, sometimes like I'm human, so I'll get upset in it right away, but it's a constant reminder. It's a journey that we all have to be on. And it's like this, really stepping stone every single day to work on this intuitive muscle. But in order to do that, you have to be in the right headspace. So those reminders help me. Also, the mantra I say all the time is surrender. So surrender to the flow. I remind myself that a lot. And that really does help me with my intuition. And reminding myself again that you always know what's best for you. And the answers are always within, but you have to give your time, yourself space to hear them or feel them.
Well, I firmly believe that's true. And what I realize is that a lot of people have gut instincts, right? Which is really an intuition, but most people have undeveloped intuition. So they believe that they're listening to their intuition when in fact they're just listening to either the subconscious mind or something going on in the environment that they're responding to. And unfortunately, you know, when we are not tuning in, then we're tuning out and we're making poor choices along the way. But it sounds like you've got that really, really wired really well. So we're running out of time. I want to tell everybody a little bit more about Alexa Carlin. Adaptable is the name of the book. And you can get it at her website, alexacarlin.com. And can you get it on Amazon or any of those places too? Or yeah.
Yeah, it's available anywhere books are sold, Barnes & Noble, Target, Amazon, Books A Million. And all the links are at alexacarlin.com, or you could just search Adaptable at any bookstore.
Well, I'm not sure what happened in that when you went to the light, but you've got a lot of wisdom for your age. So I'm very impressed with that, and wondering what's next for you. What's going on for Alexa next?
Ah, good question. So I am really focused on a new podcast that I just launched called The Alexa Rose Show. It's in partnership with a platform called Callin, which is a new social podcasting platform. So looking to interview thought leaders and really help people along this journey achieve their goals and dreams. And down the road, definitely writing a second book. And with my company, we're focused on helping entrepreneurs, authors, and creators really grow their business and brand through public speaking, because I think you sharing your story and your voice is the most powerful marketing vehicle there is. It's how I grew my entire business and brand. So really focused on helping people really develop their voice and speak anywhere and everywhere.
That's awesome. And one last thought, we didn't mention this, but I wanted to kind of connect with you on this. Women Empower X. Tell me a little bit about your organization, maybe how people can get connected to you there.
Yeah, so we're focused on creating a diverse and inclusive community of women who really value collaboration over competition. And while we started as an in-person events company hosting conferences all over the country, attracting 2,000 to 3,000 women, and became one of the most diverse events for women in business, we are today focused on that same mission, but on a digital front. And so our courses and memberships really dive in to helping women grow their business and their brand. So we have a course around speaking, public speaking, as well as really focused on helping entrepreneurs become thought leaders. And we look to bring back our events in 2023.
I hope you can bring back those events. I think we're all hoping for that. That's for sure. Alexa, one last question I'd like to ask all my guests. And that is, You've got 183 countries here that are tuning into this right now. You've got hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people listening to this. What is your message to the world right now as we stand in this place with all the troubles that we have? What's your message to the world?
My message would be that we're all searching for that light at the end of the tunnel, and we're looking for it. And we feel like we're surrounded by darkness. We're surrounded by negativity and struggles and challenges. And a lot of the things that we cannot control, yet we try to control them, and it affects how we show up and how we speak to the world. And so what I will say is that while you're searching for the light at the end of the tunnel, I was doing that for years, and I was just hitting darkness after darkness. And I realized after a long time that the light was never at the end of the tunnel. It was within me all along. And the light is always right inside of you. And I challenge you to give yourself permission to unleash it and share it with others.
I just love that. I love that so much. And you know, that light at the end of the tunnel, one of the things I learned to do about 30 years ago was to meditate and go deep within and go into the spiritual eye. And there is light at the end of that tunnel. There's bright light when you learn how to go within. And if you learn how to go within, then you don't go without. You have a sense of fulfillment and joy and love in your life, no matter what's happening. Mm-hmm. Alexa, it's been such a pleasure having you on my show. And I hope you will stay in the green room for about 1 minute after this show, because I'd like to share something with you. But thank you so much for being here. It was just amazing. Great inspiration.
Thank you so much. Great conversation.
Yeah. Thank you so much. So for all of you that are listening to this show, this is a show to share with your family and friends. This is a show to repeat and listen over again and again. See the unseeable, and know the unknowable, and do the impossible. All right. Until next time, take care.